La la ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 la
Yeah. Yeah. G&A covered all the tzaddikim, covered Rubenstein, covered Matel, covered Chaim Brehm. Goes like this.
Yeah. Firstly, shkoyach again for having me, for inviting me. It's time to recognize some of the faces here. Disclose that some of you for Shabbos. Some of us, we had a pretty crazy Shabbos. Maybe in Yavin. But again, shkoyach. This moment brings a lot of kavod shamayim, this ringing we're having here. And that's really what I want to speak about. I want to speak about really the idea of being Megala Kovet Shemayim in the world. And through us being Megala Kavod Shemayim in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is really Megala our Kavod. That's the whole Tachlis. The whole Tachlis by Kadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world was that we should be Megala into this world the Kavod of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mainly what happens is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megala our Kavod as well. We really find this by Tefillin. By Tefillin, our tefillin, it says, the Gemara talks about, our brachos, our tefillin, talks about the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of God, the greatness of God. That's what our tefillin talks about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, also wears tefillin. What does the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael Goya Chabaret. Who's like Kla Yisrael Goya Chabaret? The Hainu, that we wear tefillin, we wear tefillin, our tefillin is there to show the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. What Tzion represents, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You guys are showing my cover in the world. I'm going to show your cover in the world as well." Mika am chayishal goyach baaretz. Who's like Kal Yisrael? Who's like all of us sitting in this room? Mika am chayishal goyach baaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show our cover into the world. I find this really also being true by Mordechai. Coming into Adar, it's very exciting. Purim's coming, it's very exciting. So we find this by Mordechai. Then Mordechai at Tzadik, everybody's bowing down to Haman. Right, Haman made himself into like a Avodah Zarah, everybody's bowing down. Mordechai Tzadik, no, I'm not bowing down to him. I'm not bowing down to you. That was a Gila Kavod Shemayim, he's being Megala Kavod Baruch Hu's covered into the world, saying, I'm not bowing down to this. I only bow down to the Rabbanu Shalom. Nothing else that I go towards. And what happened in the end? What happened in the end? We find that Haman's taking Mordechai in the middle of the street on a horse, saying, Kocha, also the Isha Shara Melech Chavit Bikaro. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is what the king does with who he wants to honor, who he desires to honor. Right? We also find that by Mordechai, it says also that Mordechai yatav nefnei ha-melech b'levush malchus. That Mordechai also, he went out with the levush malchus. He's wearing royal clothing. Because the whole idea was that Mordechai, you were megala kavod shemayim in the world. Therefore, Mamele, your kavod also going to be coming out in the world. You're going to be riding on the horse. Haman's going to be bringing you. You're going to be wearing royal clothing. That's Mordechai Tzadik. Find the same thing by Yosef Tzadik. Very similar Indian. The Yosef Tzadik, the whole entire time, he sees all the difficulties of life, all the different challenges, and he's constantly thinking about the Kavod Shemayim, all the different dreams. Who interprets the dreams? The Kadosh Baruch Hu interprets the dreams. He's in front of the different Sar Tabachim, the Sar Mashkim. Who interprets the dreams? God interprets these dreams. It's not me, it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? In front of Paro, he's on a Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, who interprets this all in Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Your dreams that you don't know the answers to, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who interprets all of them. He's Megala Kavod Shemayim in the places called Mitzrayim. Megala Kavod Shemayim even in that place. And what happened? He became the second in command of the whole entire Egyptian empire. It's unbelievable. When a person tries to Megala the Kavod Shemayim in the world, you see very clearly that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala his covenant in the world. That was really maybe the taina I was thinking today. Maybe that's the taina really on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, "Videi Moshe kvedim." The hands of Moshe were kaved. It was during the war of Amalek. During the war of Amalek, Moshe's hands were very heavy. So Rashi explains why were his hands so heavy. His hands were heavy, says Rashi, because he let Yeshua do the fighting. He appointed somebody else to the fighting. Therefore, his hands were nisyakru yadav. His hands became very heavy. So maybe the pshat is like this. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he was really supposed to meant to go fight Amalek. He really should have been the one to be Megal Kavod Shemayim in the world. He was really supposed to be the one to bring out that Kavod. To bring out that Yakar. Yakar is also Lashon of Kavod. But what happened? He let Yeshua go. Therefore, instead of his hands being covered, instead of his hands representing Kavod Shemayim, it became Kaved. It became heavy. His Yakriyad, his hands became heavy. He did the exact opposite of what he was meant to do. He's meant to bring the Kavod Shemayim in the world. Therefore, same exact word. Kavod. His Yakru. Yakar. His hands became the exact opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu was really supposed to, he himself was supposed to be the one to Megala Kavod Shemayim in the world, to fight against Amalek. Ksvas Emes Ez, that Amalek was the prime nation to go and to fight against the Kavod Shemayim. Right, we see that by the Kisei was not Shalom anymore. By the Kisei, the Kavod wasn't Shalom anymore after, because of Amalek. Amalek is there to fight against the Kavod Shemayim, the Kavod of Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael and the Kavod Shemayim, they went out of Mitzrayim, We had our geula. Everybody knew about Christ. Everybody knew about Kodesh Baruch Hu's miracles he's doing in the whole entire world. Who comes? They come. They jump into that boiling hot bath, cool down for everybody else to come on in. They're pogim in the Kavod Shemayim. Says the Sfas Emes, how do we fix that? So doing what we're doing right now. The Yidden coming together. Come together, that's what he says. That's what they did in those the times of Haman. In the Kaluva Amoyd Al Nafsham, they gathered together and they stood to fight for their lives. But then coming together, Gufa, because when Yidden come together and we sit here together, it's Megalu Kavod Shemayim. That's what we're doing. By Amalek, they tried to destroy Kavod Shemayim. We come together and we are even Aklu. We come together, we gather ourselves together in order to be Megalu Kavod Shemayim. That's really also the idea of the Malachim. Kulam Mekavim Aleim, all Malchus Shemayim Zeh Mizeh. They all accepted all Malchus Shemayim from each other. B'noishim Rishus Zeh, Be'ava Rishus Zeh Lazeh. Right? The Hakdish, the Yoyitz, Shem, Menachus, Ruach, to give Kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You see from them something very interesting. Not only did they give each other Rishus, they gave each other Rishus Be'ava. They kept looking at each other, they kept saying, I want you to be great. I want you to be the one to give Kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want you to be the one to give Kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Be'ava, every single one of them to each other. I want you to give the master of the world the Kavod that he deserves. That's what it means when we all come together. We're all coming together to give Kodesh Baruch Hu the honor that he deserves. But Amalek, they stops that. They don't let that happen. That's also why another Indian is that you find by Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal said that Yosef HaTzadik, that he's the one who's going to destroy the Zaro Shal Malik. What's Pshat? So based on what we said, I think it's very, very nice. That Yosef HaTzadik, he was the one who's Megalo Kavod Shemayim in the world. And through that, then Megalo Kavod Yisrael, which a Malik then stops. So he who was able to Megalo Kavod Shemayim, the whole Indian of a Malik is to ruin Kavod Shemayim, but by bringing Kavod Shemayim into the world, you get rid of a Malik, because they no longer have a place when Kavod Shemayim is Niskala in the world. So B'derech Remez, maybe you could say like this, is that the whole Yidden of the world is to bring the Yichud of Hashem into the world. It's to bring Shema Yisrael Hashem Akinu Hashem Echad within the world. Right? To Bereishis, the world. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara in Sukkah says that the Yetzer Hara, which was by Malik, is called a Har. It's called a mountain. So the difference between Bereishis and Shema Yisrael Hashem Akinu Hashem Echad is much your Har. What's the difference between the two? Because they stop, they make a period between the Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad and the Bereishis that it can't come into this world. But what's Arvoda? Arvoda is like what they did the Yidden in the times of Adar. That in the Hakluva Amad HaNafshon, they gathered together to stand for their lives, to go ahead and defeat Amalek. That was their Arvoda during Adar. So Adar is also Gematria Har. Meaning Adar is the exact opposite. The Adar is taking that connection, the Shema Yisrael, the Bereishis, and B'miyachle together. And by us sitting here now, in Mirz Hashem, we should really truly be Megala Kavod Shemayim in the world. We should really be able to defeat the Malik within every single one of us and the world around us. We should be Zoicha through us gathering together, through Chodesh Adar, through the Akhtas with each other, that we should see the true Kavod of Kal Yisrael and Kavod of Shemayim being as Gala in the world. Meher V'Yameinu.
Amen. Amen. Hashem Elokeinu Abba. Turn one of those lights, let's see what happens. It's okay. So, it's good, we did this 1 month ago. It's good that we continue this. Chavra gets together on Rosh Chodesh. People don't realize the chashivas of Rosh Chodesh. You know, people are like big Jews, that are a Purim Jew, or I'm a Hanukkah Jew, you know, or I'm a Pesach Jew. This is to be a Dalai Lama type of Jew. You know what I mean? A Mashiach type of Jew. Dalai Lama's holiday is Rosh Chodesh. It's important. So whoever comes together, think it's Rosh Chodesh. I don't know. People are more makbar on Thanksgiving than Rosh Chodesh. This is the chevra of the Bori Olam. The chevra who's longing for the gilay of Dalai Lama. So it's mamash a big thing. So like Rav Aaron was saying, when it comes to Purim, it comes to one of the biggest nekudas that stands out to you, is the Ahavas Yisrael. You can't go through the Megillah without seeing left and right. Nikalu v'amanu nafsham. Leich kinosus kol Yehudim. There's nefesh for every type of Jew. Right? All the halachos, matanas of yonim. Right? Every mishloch manos. The Megillah is daf b'tzibur. Right? Sudas Purim, you shouldn't have b'yachet. Everything's just built on this whole Indian. So where does it come from? So, Maisa is this the chinner for bringing in. So you have to quote the Rebbe. So we know the Gemara in Taina says, "Kshem shmi shenichnas av mimatim besimcha, kach mi shenichnas adar marim besimcha." Right, just as when av comes from mimatim besimcha, okay, ayin sham sifrei chasidus, what that means, but we see directly connected with av is so too when mi shenichnas adar marim besimcha. So Rav Matal asks, the Rebbe asks, "What's the shaykhus?" Meaning, Why do they go together, right? What's uniting them? So he says, what's the reason we're said on Dafka on Rosh Chodesh Av? Why are we sad then? Okay, Tisha B'Av, I understand, but 9 days of Matam Simcha, what's the pshat? Why? He says because what occurred on Rosh Chodesh Av? There's only one yurtzeit in the whole entire Torah. You know what the yurtzeit is? It's the yurtzeit of Aaron HaKohen. Only Yurtz I mentioned in the whole entire Torah. The Yurtz of Aaron HaKohen is on Rosh Chodesh Av. Says that's the sadness of Rosh Chodesh Av. So what's the Atzvah Sleina, Atzvah Chasholom? What's the matan b'simcha there? So everything that Aaron Cohen represented was what? Oiv shalom v'rodev shalom. His whole nekuda was what? Ahams Yisrael. Everything by Aaron Cohen. Right? So he says, what's the sadness of Av? It's that what? That Aaron Cohen was the stalkus of Aaron Cohen. Now it doesn't just mean that it was the stalkus of Aaron Cohen. It means that it was the stalkus of everything he represented. It was a nefila in Ahams Yisrael. That's what the Rebbe says. It was our Ahams Yisrael for each other, right? We know why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed. Sinas chinam. So that goes together with the whole inyan of Av. Is that what is a nefila in Ahav Yisrael? So kishem shmishlan is Av mimatim simcha kach mishnichnas other mar b'simcha. So what's the simcha of other? How do we bring that simcha of other? It's a duv v'nahapachu. It's a what? It's an aliyah for Ahav Yisrael. It's being chazik Ahav Yisrael. It's a time of what? Of mamsha Ahav Yisrael. Just as that was the cause of sadness, you know what brings you simcha? Ahav Yisrael brings simcha. Right? Sitting with chevra and achdus, that's what brings a person simcha. And that's what we have starting tonight, Lamaisa, starting tomorrow. Ramat likes to say that the whole Indian of Mordechai and Esther, if you go through the Megillah, just see the mysterious nefesh of Klai Yisrael. Take the Gematria of Mordechai, 274, plus Esther, 661. It's Gematria Shalom. So it says the whole Indian was what? They represented Shalom. And also, if you look in the Megillah, in Perek Beis, it says, V'yitav ha'davar b'inei ha'melech v'yaskein. It says this was a good thing in the eyes of the king, and he did it. So the Medrash points out, it doesn't say melech achashverosh, it says melech. And stah ha'melech is who? It's the Borei Olam. So what was this inyan? V'yitav ha'davar b'inei ha'melech. What was good in the eyes of Hashem? V'yaskein. So al pi remez, you could say, V'yitav ha'davar b'inei ha'melech v'yaskein is gematria ha'shalom. It's like, you know what's good in the eyes of the Borei Olam? You know what Hashem loves more than anything else? When there's shalom with Klal Yisrael. It's a mashal, right? You have parents. There's nothing worse for parents when kids don't get along. When the kids are getting along, when they're doing everything together, oh, like Ravon was saying, that's Kavod Shemayim. Right? That's the biggest Kavod Shemayim. And that's exactly what the whole Indian Purim represents. What was it? Oh, it was that Klal Yisrael was coming together. It's that there was shalom between us. Fascinating medrash. Listen to this, cover. This is unbelievable. So you know it says, Ish Yehudi Ayah B'Shushan Abiru Shmo Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ishimini. Right, we're introduced to Mordechai Tzadik. So the Medrash asks, hold on a second, it says Ish Yehudi, and then it says Alas, and it says Ishimini. So the Medrash asks, V'chi Hayah Mishevi Yehuda, it's a Medrash Panam Acherim. V'chi Hayah Mishevi Yehuda, was he from Shevi Yehuda Mordechai? V'lo Mishevi Ben Yaman, Hayah Shenemar Ishimini. Ma Ra Kasav Shekar Yehudi. He wasn't from Shevi Yehuda. So why are you like saying that? If you want to say it, fine. But you say at the end of the pasuk, Ishimini. So is he from Yehud? No, we know he's not from Yehuda. So why are you giving? What's the shaychus? So listen to this. Ella, k'shiyardu ha'shvatim l'mitzrayim etzal Yosef. When the shvatim came down to Mitzrayim, v'ra Yosef as binyamin iman, v'nasan ha'gaviyah ba'amtachas binyamin imtza ba'amtachasal. So we know what happened, that Yosef saw, and we know the story, he put the gviya, right? Think about the Ramazim of Purim there, why Dafka, a coast, right? He put a coast in a goblet, in Binyamin's sack. And what was the taina? Whoever we find has this goblet, he's going to be a slave to us. Amar lo Yehud li Yosef, bakashim imcha, kvar yesh biyadi ra'achas. Yehuda came over to you and said, I already have one bad thing I did. I said, sell my brother to Ishmaelim. And that caused much more ra. And this one, let me tell you something. You know what it took me to bring this one down, Binyamin? He said, I'm a guarantor for him. I'm responsible for him. If you take Binyamin as an Eved, he says, if you take Binyamin from me, I can't come before Hashem. My father in heaven, I can't come before Yaakov. I have nothing. Mamish nothing. Hare chayev ani lios eved. I'll be your eved. I'm chayev to be your eved. Mipnei shemakarti es Yosef achi, because I sold Yosef, bedin shu es eved tachtav. V'chinu umar va, tayishev na abdcha tach zanar eved adoni. Lama? Why? Ki abdcha arav es anar m'im avi. Because I'm taking him, I'm taking responsibility for him. The whole name of Yehuda was that what he said? Don't. This is my game. He gave up everything. He said, take me as a slave if you want. Amar lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yehuda, Hashem said to Yehuda, Atam asarta es nafshecha le'evet tachs binyamin. You were moser nefesh. You gave away your life, literally your life,
to be in prison in Eretz Yisrael, the lowest place in the world, just to save Binyamin? Chayecha maftiach anilcha. I swear to you, I promise you, Hagoel she'asid la'amun Yisrael, the one who's going to come to redeem Klal Yisrael, afa pishu mishev Binyamin. Even though Mordechai is from Shev Binyamin, and he has no sheiches to Shev Yehuda, l'shimcha ani kasva. I'm going to say he's part of Shev Yehuda. That's why it says Ish Yehudi. Mordechai is not from Ish Yehudi. He's not an Ish Yehudi. But because he was Moser Nefesh on Binyamin, that's why it's called Ish Yehudi. That's what Purim is about. It's a Messiah's Nefesh. That's the nace of Purim. Esther Amalka. What'd she say? If I have to die to save Klal Yisrael, I'll die. That's what I have to do. I'll do it. It's the Messiah's Nefesh for other Yidden. That's what Purim is about. It's working on Ahav Yisrael. It's to make it that it's a reality. People think, I remember when I was by the Rebbe this summer, people think Ahav Yisrael is, okay, judge him favorably, I hate this guy, but judge him favorably, okay, he's wearing Yamaka Baruch Hashem. That's not Ahav Yisrael. Ahav Yisrael is that I really have a dvekas to each Jew. Each Jew. How many people do you know here that, oh, that guy, he's not as cool, he's not my chaver. Oh, this guy's coming to Shabbaton, I don't know if I want to go to Shabbaton now. What the heck is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? We don't realize how twisted we are. Like the Rebbe, when he spoke here, said, we're crazy. We're mamish crazy. That we think being better than another Jew is going to help us. However, the only way that Rav was saying, the only way we have anything is what? When we're together. Kavod Shemayim. If there's no Kavod Shemayim, then what happens? That's where Amalek. Yad al Kes Kaf. They block out Kavod Shemayim. The whole Nekud of Purim is what? Being Moser Nefesh for another Jew. Mesiris Nefesh doesn't mean to give up your life to be an Eved. Mesiris Nefesh means to work at it. That I put in everything I have, that I have a Ratzon. That's why Ish Yehudi is Gematria Ratzon. Because that's what it means to be an Ish Yehudi. It's also talking about Mordechai, because we know that the everything in the Torah is Lenetzach. The whole Indian Purim is Lenetzach. Ish Yehudi means what? You want to be an Ish Yehudi? You know how you become an Ish Yehudi? When you're Moser Nefesh for another Jew. When you work on Ahav Yisrael, that you make it a reality. That's the whole Nekud that Aharon HaKohen was about. That was Mesiris Nefesh. Ohev Shalom? Doesn't say he changed. Rodev Shalom. Rodev is that you're running. Your mom's out of your kelim. That's what it takes, Chevra. That's Aharon HaKohen. That's what others are about. So you're Mesakein Av. That what? It's raising it up with the Ahav Yisrael. That's why you take the mantra of Aaron is 256. HaKohen is 80. What do you get? Aharon HaKohen, 256 and 80. 336, Gematria Purim. Whole Indian of friends that Aharon HaKohen working in Ahav Yisrael. Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim, bring everyone together. Like we finish in benching every day. We say, hey, Hashem Yivarech Es Amul Bashalom. Right? Hashem bless the Shalom. Es Amul Bashalom, also Gematria Purim. With the Mem Tzofit. That the whole Nekuda of it is Chevra, it's working on Shalom. I'll give you a background for that second. In Gematrias, we have Al through Tuf, it's 1 through 400. And the Sofits also we know is Menatzbach. For example, if you look in the Vidoy of the, I think the definitely Al Pi Kabbalah by the Sfardim, they not just have Hashem Vagan, it doesn't end at Tuf, then it goes through Mem Nun Tzadi Pei and Chaf also. So Menatzbach is the Safi tables. For example, a Chaf Sofit is Gematria 500, a Mem Sofit is Gematria 600, Nun Sofit 700, Pei Sofit is 800. And then Tzadi Sofit is 900. And then it starts again that Aleph, because Aleph is the same Moses as Aleph, is 1,000. Yeah? So Mem Sofit is 600. So Purim is 895. It's Gematria Es Amo Bashalom. That what the whole Shlemus of Purim is, what it's a time of Shalom, working on Shalom, Ahav Yisrael. So we know that every month of the year has different has a mazel to it. Right? For example, the Nisan is the mazel of Seh. And every month has a mazel, right? Shvat is Dali. So what's the mazel of Adar, Chevra? Mazel Adar Dagen, right? The whole Indian of Adar, if you look at like signs of Purim, always the mazel of Adar is Dagen. What's the shaykhus to Dagen? Chevra, listen to this. Sefer Sifsei Chen, his beautiful Torah is on Parshas Para. We've said this over before. Let's get down here again. Parshas Para. V'ineh, minag Yisrael Torah, Shabbos Zu, on Shabbos Para, Mis'asim b'nei Yisrael, Eitzal Rav Nishmo Devar Torah. Okay, it's a time where Klal Yisrael comes together during this parsha. V'zehu gam kein inyan Tahara. That's the inyan of Tahara. K'mosh Kasov, Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Now what does it mean, Mikvah Yisrael Hashem? Shekasher b'nei Yisrael misasvim u'misvadim b'yachad. When Klal Yisrael comes together and misvadim that we have a dvikas to each other, asifasan zuhi tarasan. Says the gathering of them, that what, that's what's mitar them. So where do you get this concept of asifasan zuhi tarasan? That what the gathering, come together, that's what's mitar them. So he says like this. It's a Gemara in Chulin that the Chassidim like to say over. The Gemara in Chulin when it speaks about if you have to shecht animals. So when it comes to fish, gabe dagim, when it comes to fish, she'enon tu'unin shechita. That when you catch a fish, it doesn't require shechita. Why? Ki asifasan metarasan. It says by fish that what when you gather them, when you catch them, that itself is metar them to eat them. But al pi Chassidus, what it means is what? No, asifasan. When fish are gathered together, that what? That's metar them. That's what brings tahar to them. And the whole month of Adar is Merami's to us that what's the time of Dagim, that what come together. And that's what's Metar you. Ki ikir taras ha-adam, ikir tar of a Jew, taloi dafka ba-sifas chavirim. Dafka and chavirim come together. And chavirim. Chavirim means a chibur, means that you're together. How many, there's a guy who told me the other day, he's like, I don't know if I come to Miron for Shabbos. So why? He says, because there's a big football game in Motze Shabbos. I was like, okay, I hear that. He's like, yeah, and there's going to be like this guy, Josh Norman there. What? You ever see this guy? I've seen this guy play before. You ever see this guy, what he does to other people? The guy's a sick person. That's a disgusting person. And this is what you want to go see. Hey, there's going to be football. There's going to be NFL players there. Who cares? Why is that important to you that NFL player is going to be there? How many people say like, oh, you know, you ever heard that like Amari Stoudemire is he's from Israel. Yeah, you ever hear that Aaron Rubenstein's also part of the Jewish people? You ever hear that Yaakov Moshe is also Jewish? Why is that one who doesn't learn Torah, who doesn't do Avodah, who's not Shomer Negiyah, why is he better than this one? It's because our Ashkafos are crazy. That's what it is. Here's how sweet it is to be with another Jew. How many people are looking to, oh, I got to get this guy's autograph. I was in that also. And I'm mamish crazy. Like Rubenstein told me. He told me I'm mamish nitzei bracha mati rasurim. Hashem saved me from that. It's a crazy world we live in, Chevra. But the biggest thing the Satan wants to do is to not mechashid each Jew. Sometimes we feel like, what am I going to do this Shabbos? I'm ruined with this guy. You know what a schmuck that is? Forget what it means to have a dvekas to another Jew, to work on Habz Yisrael. That's the ikar tara. Taras adam talay dafka basifas chaverim. Dafka when Chevra comes together. And like Aaron quoted before, the pasuk in the Megillah says that vayikalu, that they came together v'yamar on nafsham, that when they came together, that's when they saved themselves. But the Chiddush Arim says something so gevadik. He says no, you have to read it in a different way. He says nikalu, when Klal Yisrael gathers together v'amod al nafsham, what, they stand above who they are. And what, that's what takes you to the next level. Is that you think that how am I ever going to elevate myself in the Avodas Hashem? You know how? Vayikalu, when you come together, when you're mechazik another Jew, when you're not looking to be the number one guy in a workout, right? I learned 6 hours, this guy didn't do it yet. When you're mechazik a guy to learn 6 hours, mechazik someone else, also do it. You could, yeah, be the same, let's do it together even. That's how you get to the next level. That's what it's about, Chevron. That's what Purim's about. It's an avoda that a lot of people go to Purim and they're very excited and then they leave Purim right after that. Why? Because they weren't amun al nafshim. They didn't change as a person. But the way you change the person, what? Asifasan zui tarasan. Just as when Av came, what? Ramatin, why? Because the Aaron Cohen died? Because there was a nefilin in Av Yisrael? So how do you raise that up? What's the simcha of Purim? What brings a person simcha? Dafka, there's a Av Yisrael. Aaron Cohen, Gematria Purim. That's the whole avoda. Oiv shalom, rodiv shalom. And chevra, it's hard sometimes where a guy that you're not as friendly with, a guy doesn't fit in with you, work on it. Sometimes Svaram say that things that are hardest for you in life shows what your avoda is in this world. And chevra, we know Av Yisrael is hard. You don't have to deny that. Some people try to say, no, it's hard. We're all people and we all have gaiva because we're all low people. The nekuda is when you're doing it like Aaron was saying, when you do it for kavod shemayim, that what kavod shemayim is when people get along together, you're not going to lose. You don't lose anything. Just as when we have candles here, when another candle lights another candle, what happens? This candle didn't lose anything. It only lit another one. And that's mamish what Purim is about. When you light another Jew on fire, no one loses. The fire only gets hotter, and it gets stronger. And chevra, that's what it's about. So b'siyat ha-shmai, we should be zocher to mechazik ourselves, v'ayhudim ha-isa ora v'simcha v'sasim yikar, right? That the simcha, the ora, simcha, sasim yikar, that I get our shkafas back, like Tzvas Emes says. Mechazik ourselves, to work on it, to work on Torah. There's nothing greater than learning Torah with Chevra. And when you say that when a guy says that, oh, I gotta go see this NFL player, think of Ashrinu Matov HaKeinu, this is who we want to be around right now. We want to be Chevra who are growing. Every single person here also, it's not just Stam that you're people here. Every single person in this room right now, I see what goes on in the basement. Just, you guys learn. You guys push yourselves. You guys want Moser Nefesh. And it's not a small thing that we come together, the guys who are learning, to mechazik ourselves. And that's the ikker. What the chever comes together, who's learning, who's pushing themselves in the Baruch Hashem, and we keep growing. So we should be zochim the kabbal days of Purim, like it says, Hatzileni miklipa samamek, zakein le kabbal kedushas Purim, b'siyat ishmaya. Isaac, you can't leave.
Hey, mom, it's like, yeah, yeah.